The rise of modern giants. Companies like Airbnb and Uber have rapidly become huge successes, challenging traditional business norms. These upstarts have gained global fame and thriving business, despite operating without physical assets. At first glance, Airbnb seems like the largest hotel chain in the world. However, it doesn't own any of the rooms it rents out. Similarly, Uber is often seen as the largest car service worldwide. Yet, it doesn't own a single car in its fleet. The ability to grow rapidly without owning physical assets has been key to the success of companies like Airbnb and Uber. In the tech world, being fast and adaptable is crucial for achieving greatness. These businesses are not just big, they're what's known as unicorn startups valued at over $1 billion. In 2016, Airbnb was valued at $30 billion, and Uber at $68 billion. Airbnb's rapid growth was heavily supported by venture capital firm Sequoia Capital, one of its earliest major investors. Sequoia Capital has seen substantial returns from its investments in Airbnb, which far surpass what it earned from Google and WhatsApp. However, achieving such success requires significant effort and sometimes a competitive approach to business. Uber's evolution, from novelty to necessity. Before Uber became successful, the idea of using strangers' cars for rides seemed absurd. How did Uber change this perception? Originally, Uber started as a town car service in San Francisco, where finding a taxi was nearly impossible due to high demand and low supply. It provided a stylish and reliable alternative for young professionals who didn't want to wait for a cab. As competitors like Lyft entered the market, Uber expanded beyond town cars to include taxi services. Its well-designed app and strong customer base helped it develop in this new territory. Recognizing the need to stay adaptable, Kalanick ensured Uber remained responsive to changing trends to maintain its fresh and relevant image. Under Kalanick's leadership, Uber achieved significant success in Europe and nearly monopolized the challenging Chinese market. However, Uber faced tough competition from Didi Chuxing, which had greater capital and operated in more cities across China, 400 compared to Uber's 100. Realizing the competitive landscape, Kalanick negotiated a deal where Uber withdrew from China, selling its operations to Didi Chuxing in exchange for a 17% stake in the company. Although Kalanick didn't personally oversee Uber's entry into China, he profited billions from the Chinese market, solidifying his status as a tech phenomenon. This windfall also provided the financial firepower to accelerate Uber's growth. Kalanick's willingness to take risks played a pivotal role in Uber's success. However, as we'll explore later, these bold moves sometimes stirred controversy for the company. The rise of peer-to-peer accommodation. Just as hitching a ride with strangers became normal, so has staying in a stranger's home, thanks to Airbnb. Many travelers now find it perfectly acceptable to use Airbnb for accommodation. Airbnb started from necessity and humble beginnings. One of its founders, Brian Chesky, faced financial constraints and couldn't afford his rent. As a solution, he opted to crash on a friend's sofa and pay a small amount for the stay. That's when a brilliant idea struck. Homeowners could rent out their spare rooms, allowing them to earn extra income while travelers saved money compared to staying in hotels. For guests, another appealing aspect is the genuine experience of living like a local with Airbnb. It offers them a chance to connect with residents and discover unique local experiences that typical tourists might overlook. The founders found this concept deeply inspiring, leading Airbnb to adopt the slogan "Belong Anywhere." It reflects the idea that wherever you travel, Airbnb makes it possible to feel at home. Airbnb's surprising growth and challenges. Airbnb grew significantly in the travel industry, reaching a milestone in August 2016 when 1.8 million guests stayed in Airbnb rooms worldwide on its busiest night. This surpassed the entire Marriott Hotel Group, the world's largest hotel chain. Initially, investors were hesitant about Airbnb due to concerns about safety issues deterring users. Despite a few incidents, Airbnb has largely proven that people can trust each other. Both Airbnb and Uber have introduced remarkable innovations to consumers. However, their journey hasn't always been smooth. Contrast entrepreneurial personalities. Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg are celebrated as entrepreneurial giants, known for their reserved and understated personalities rather than the typical image of outspoken and energetic CEOs. In contrast, Travis Kalanick and Brian Chesky, CEOs and co-founders of Uber and Airbnb respectively, possess charismatic and articulate personas, setting them apart in the entrepreneurial landscape. Travis Kalanick famously clashed with Christiane Hayashi, the then director of San Francisco's Taxis and Accessible Services Division, who opposed Uber's early expansion in the city. Taxi drivers, who faced strict regulations, were outraged because Uber seemed to evade these rules effortlessly. During a particularly heated meeting, Hayashi found Uber executives obnoxious, while Kalanick described Hayashi as deeply angry and prone to shouting. Kalanick's willingness to engage in this conflict demonstrated his readiness to grab controversy. Controversies in the gig economy. Travis Kalanick famously clashed with Christiane Hayashi, then director of San Francisco's Taxis and Accessible Services Division, during Uber's early expansion in the city. Hayashi and taxi drivers opposed Uber, feeling the company skirted regulations that heavily governed them. In a tense meeting, Hayashi found Uber executives obnoxious, while Kalanick criticized her for being deeply angry and screaming. Kalanick's readiness to confront such challenges showed his willingness to stir controversy in pursuit of Uber's expansion. Uber operates without employing its drivers, who are classified as independent contractors. This allows Uber to avoid providing benefits like health insurance, which are typical for employees of large companies. In another instance, Airbnb faced backlash after publicly promising compensation to a host named Edge whose apartment was damaged by guests. However, Airbnb failed to fulfill this promise, prompting Edge to launch an online campaign for accountability. Eventually, Airbnb adjusted its insurance policies for hosts due to the controversy. These examples illustrate that while a CEO's charisma and negotiation skills can lead to success, they often come with challenges and opposition along the way. Balance idealism and success in tech giants. Starting a company with nothing to lose often allows for idealistic goals. However, the true test lies in maintaining that idealism after achieving fame and fortune. The challenge for companies like Airbnb and Uber is to remain humane and avoid becoming solely profit-driven machines. In its early stages, Airbnb faced challenges from the Zomber brothers, known for cloning apps and competing aggressively in the market, which pressured original companies into acquisition deals. Airbnb chose not to engage with the aggressive tactics of the Zomber brothers, opting instead to focus on improving their app. This strategy paid off when the Zomber's clone, Wimdu, eventually failed. To maintain a positive work culture, Airbnb emphasizes open discussions and values every team member's input. However, the company must remember its past encounters with aggressive competition to avoid adopting ruthless practices. Conversely, Uber's stance against unionization and fair working conditions for its drivers has raised concerns. This shift shows a disconnect from its earlier principles and community advocacy, highlighting the importance of treating workers fairly. As the saying goes, with great power comes great responsibility. Uber and Airbnb now symbolize the future of business. Travis Kalanick and Brian Chesky have the chance to influence the mindset of a new generation and shape future decisions with their substantial wealth. However, there is a risk that, like traditional corporations, they may prioritize greed and power over their original principles. The long-term global impact of companies like Airbnb and Uber remains uncertain. Yet, there is hope that they will uphold their initial values and ethics. Key points 1. Modern businesses succeed by leveraging assets without owning them, shifting traditional business norms. 2. Rapid growth in tech relies on adaptability and minimal physical assets, creating billion-dollar giants. 3. Initial resistance often gives way as companies address real needs and innovate around existing limitations. 4. Effective expansion requires risk-taking and smart negotiations, especially in competitive markets. 5. Building trust with users is key, as new models challenge established views on safety and reliability. 6. Charismatic leadership can drive rapid growth but also invites controversy and public scrutiny. 7. Balancing early ideals with financial success is essential to maintain ethical standards and a positive impact.